And I want to just say happy Saturday. Today is such a great day to be here. Now, today we are going to be talking about, you know, laying the foundation for a prosperous and peaceful marriage. And this is the wife edition. So we are talking to the women here. And, you know, we like to go back and forth. Oh, well, the man, the woman, listen, we is not doing that, because I will have a show that will be the men's edition. But today we're focusing primarily on us women. That's what we're doing. Now, as most of you know, I'm not married as yet. And, you know, one of the things that I would like to be married one day. Now, that's not to say Stanley is here sitting here, Lord, when is it? I wanted to. No, I got things to do. But it's on my list. And I must know, I am a whole years old. Brittany said today that that was the first time I told her how old I was. But anyway, I'm a whole years old. And the interesting thing is that, you know, years ago I would have said that, you know, yeah, I wanted to be married. I wanted to have a husband. I wanted to be a wife. But if I want to be like totally honest and totally transparent, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. I didn't know what value I brought to or would bring to my husband. I wasn't selecting the right kind of person. And in addition to that, I was not the right kind of person. So there's some things that we all have to do. Everybody. It's incumbent upon all of us to do the work. You know, last week we talked about accountability. So today we're talking about, as a wife, like, what is your role? And boy, I can tell you this now, this could be a good conversation. I like how she said prosperous and peaceful, because working with people, or what I now know too, is, you know, there are people out there who will make you feel like, boy, you ain't married, something wrong with you. But you know what I realized? Boy, looking at these married couples, no, boy, listen, child, you know, dysfunctional. Shoot, man, I almost won't say the sensible people single, I just saying, but anyhow. Because the things that I have seen, oh my God. So I am really excited about today. I'm excited about my guest today, because I believe in marriages. I believe in coming together. I believe that, you know, we were created to connect most, well, if you want to. So I'm looking forward to this. And if you are like me, who would like to be a wife and would like more information, and there's nothing wrong with you learning and growing. Nothing wrong with you. You know, we had a joke the other day. I was getting ready to do a video. And so, you know, so she's asking me, well, who do you really work with? And I said, I work with misunderstood women, misunderstood people. And that's who I work with. And I work with them when they're trying to get out of the relationship. So she laughs and she says, so you're a breakup coach. I said, that's right. I surely am. Yes. I'm who you come to when it's time to exit and you need support. And you lost yourself. But today, we're going in the opposite direction. We're talking about how to have this prosperous and peaceful union. So you don't have to come to me. So you don't have to spend that big money and come to Stanley. So I want to introduce my guest today. And her name is Carol Griffith. I always mispronounce, because it's such a, you know, the S at the end of Griffith. Those Griffiths. It's like a tongue-tie type of thing. And if you've been with me from my early days, you'll know that Carol and her husband, Livingston, was here on the show before. They even prayed for me. I love this couple. I really do. And so people send me ebooks. People send me books to read, and I love reading. But when I read her ebook, I was like, oh, my God, this child is all kind of good. There's some goodies in here. And it's all kind of things that we would need to know and to discuss. So I figured, you know what, I think Carol would be an amazing person. And Carol is a life coach as well. The name of her agency is Pathway. And she works with women, helping them to fulfill their purpose. And of course, she'll tell you more about what it is that she does and who she helps. She says she does a lot of taking marriage off the pedestal, so many people have put it on it as, you know, the end all with the woman's identity is exactly what I was talking about earlier when I said, you know, sometimes when people say that, oh, you're not married, they think that, you know, it's this terrible thing. When singleness is a time for you to prepare and to do work. Work on yourself, fulfill your purpose, do all kind of things. So I want to just jump right in. And the name of her ebook was Prayers for the Wife. And she has amazing prayers. Oh, my goodness. Listen, and you could go because it's free now. You know y'all like free things. You know y'all like free things. So you can sign up for her book. We'll talk a little bit about it. But you need to go get your own book because we ain't talking about everything in the book. That's the purpose of writing the book. So I want to welcome Carol. Carol, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
Hi, Stanya. I am well.
Awesome.
Thank you for having me on the show today.
Well, Carol, I halfway wasn't even checking for you because I was like, hold on now. See, her husband's supposed to be here too. But I say, anyhow, we're going to leave that one for the man's edition. Yeah, I said I was going to leave that one so he could have his own time to do this thing. So tell him, get ready. He's up next. Thank you.
I was shocked you let me come on by myself because I know you're a big fan. I was just waiting. I said, I know she was seeing a call. Well, where your husband? Are you coming too?
I did want to tell you that so bad. Then I say, you know what? Let me, I can leave it this time because, you know, but where is he though?
He's at work, so you would have a hard time getting him on here.
And then I know it was a last minute thing. So I figure that maybe we may even have to pre-record that just to make sure that he's able to.
Time conflicts with his work schedule. So.
Yeah. Yeah. See,
I can't get him live.
I'm moving in the spirit, girl. I know. I know that because you know, child, I don't even be on your run.
I know.
At all. Oh, man.
I'm sure your audience knows you like mine.
Oh, look here. Mom, why you got to let the cat out? Listen, Carol, even sometimes like when I work with clients, with couples, and I don't work with couples a lot, but when I do, most of the time, man, I connect with the man, or even actually, even with like my single clients, I have, now, women, I love y'all, but I have a better time with men because they more honest. Seriously. Boy, I know plenty of women ain't gonna agree with me with that one, but they open up. A lot of times, like a couple would come and they would say, oh, well, the guy doesn't talk. And the minute she's not there, child, please. Anyway.
So let me clarify that.
Go on, yeah.
I don't believe that it's a thing that men are more honest than women.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that when a man is with the woman that he loves, mm-hmm. it's hard for him to be vulnerable because he wants to impress her so much.
Wow.
So with you, who is not the woman that he loves,
right.
He is able to say things that he has wanted to say to a woman,
mm-hmm.
but has not had the courage yet to say it to the woman that he's committed to.
That is correct.
Men like talking to women,
mm-hmm.
but they're not going to be as open until that level of trust is built in the relationship with their significant other.
So you
that's
know what?
Why they and so you're free. You're being free with your mouth and your words
mm-hmm.
opens them up to be able to be talkative with you in a way that they may not yet be able to talk with their significant other.
So Carol, let's start right there. Now I had another place to start, but you know, I like to let it flow and let spirit lead the way. Hello. So Hello. With that said, how do we build trust? How do we build trust with a man? Like what is our work? Like what does this look like in real time, in a real marriage, in a real relationship? So I want you to talk to women who really be sitting at your feet, Carol. Be sitting at your feet right now. How do we build trust in our relationships with our...
Good question. Very good question. And the thing, and I invite the women listening to sit at my feet as I sit at Jesus' feet, because that really is the premise of how the book that you mentioned earlier came to be, Prayers for Peace and Prosperity in Your Marriage, was really based on the scriptures that the Lord gave to me as I was trying to understand what it means to respect my husband. Because probably like 3 years into marriage, when I thought I was like this also very respectful wife, I found out that what I thought was being respectful was not the same as what he considered respect. And I was like, I'm confused. And so I went to God about it, and God took me on a path. And you've read the book, so you know that
right. All
of the scriptures that I share in the book are not like typical marriage scriptures.
Right.
Because one of the things that God said to me was, you know, you have this idea of what it means to be a wife and what it is that your husband needs to be and what you need from him and what he needs from you, but you are off.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't fully understand yourself, and you definitely don't understand the man. The only way to build trust is to start seeing your spouse through God's lens.
Okay.
Because God is the one who created that person, right? So it's like if you've ever walked into a building, or if you've ever been to an art show and you see a piece of art and it's like, what is this? What was this person thinking when they created it? Like, why is this on a wall being showcased? Like, this is weird. But if the artist were to come and explain it, you would be like, oh,
right. Aha moment.
I understand. And then you have a greater appreciation for it.
Okay.
And that is the same in a relationship, in a marriage. We have to get to know our spouse through God's lens, because God is looking at that person with the eyes of love. He's always looking at that person through the eyes of love. And as we look at our spouse through love, love's eyes, then we start to see them differently, and we start to act towards them differently in a way that allows them to trust us and for us to trust them.
Okay.
And a lot of times women want men to open up and share their feelings, and without appreciating that men and women are different. Like, we're different. I know we hear that and we're like, okay, yeah, well, he has a, and I have a, so those are obvious physical differences, right? You know, I don't want to say the words on radio. I'm not sure
we'll say what the rules are. Manly parts. But, and woman
right.
apart.
So, yes. You know, those are things that we know, but then there's also differences in the way that we are made up. And so we want to do the, what are you thinking? And tell me what your thoughts are. And we want him to respond. And when he doesn't, we're saying that you're not open, you're not honest, you're not willing to share yourself with me. But we have to realize that we have to approach the man according to who he is and meet right. him where he's at. And one of the things that I have learned was when I took off my, I'm a strong black bee and I don't need nobody cape,
mm-hmm.
and decided to take a chance and be more vulnerable and share my feelings honestly. Like, as I learned to do that, he became more willing.
Right.
To share honestly.
Okay.
But a lot of times we have relationships where both parties are trying to show, like, I got this. I'm strong. I'm invincible. I don't really want you to see my weaknesses. So I'm going to rear up.
Okay. So, Carol, okay, I have a question. And if you have a question, you can text me or comment 422-4796. That's 422-4796. And the call-in lines, 323-6232. That's 323-6232. The text line, 422-4796. Okay, so the first thing, now I heard many things. So first of all, you said that you have to see your spouse through God's lens. And you have to also learn, you have to learn your spouse. You have to understand.
Yes.
There was a couple who came to my store, and the gentleman, I was having a conversation with the guys, because you know how I like to talk with man, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so the gentleman, he shared that, you know, he said, well, you know, I had to learn, you know, I love my partner, and, you know, yes, she goes from 0 to 100. So I said, well, how do you manage that? How do you deal with that? So he said, well, you know, I just had to learn how I'd understand her. And even though she does that, she's such a great person. So I also had to learn her triggers. And mm-hmm. so I now know how to navigate, you know, well, I don't need to do that. I don't need to say this and blah, blah, blah. And so I'm listening to what you're saying. So what you're saying is that we have to take it in. We have to understand who our mate is and what their needs and wants and what may be offensive to them. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
That
yes, okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And just piggybacking, we can't watch anybody else.
Right. We'll say that one again.
When we can't watch someone else. We can't do the comparison thing. Because when if I'm comparing my husband to your husband, or I'm trying to, I want my husband to do what your husband does. Like that's a recipe for disaster, because no two persons are going to be alike.
Right.
No two marriages are going to be alike. I'm not you, and my husband is not your husband. So,
right.
So I'm putting it out there in the atmosphere, like you're going to have a husband, Stanya.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
sooner
listen.
Rather than later. Yeah.
Listen.
So,
Carol, the Bible says, see, ready for y'all to be in the Sunday school. Hold on. I'm going to mess it up. The Bible said, hold on now. Let me see what it says.
Okay.
It say all things. Hold on, man. I know I write this down. Man, I write this in my little book because this was the meditation. This was one of the meditations I had this week. Hold on. I'm going to tell you right now, God. There it is. Anyway, I see where I write it out. I got my little book here. But it talked about just all things being possible to him that believe.
Amen.
So if you believe,
amen.
Right, so I believe that I will. Yeah, man, God ain't had me doing all this work for nothing. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. God, my good decent husband. Hello, I hope you're listening,
you
good decent husband. I just saying, go on, God. But, okay, but another thing that you mentioned too, you talked about being vulnerable. And a lot mm-hmm. of times, you know, we say, and, you know, this is the wife edition. So we're not on the men right now, because mm-hmm. if we go back and forth, we will not get anything solved.
Right.
So we are here talking to women. We're having a discussion. Carol is talking to me because I'm a single woman. She's talking to all
right.
women, because if you're not married, you're single. So we're talking
right.
to everybody. Okay. So you said about the vulnerability. A lot
mm-hmm.
of times I found, and I know that I've been here too, where we say that, yeah, well, the man ain't do this and he's not opening up and all this stuff. But as a woman, as this quote-unquote strong woman, we also are afraid to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
Right. You know, I remember moments of, that ain't really feel good for me to go say that. That make me feel less than. I mean, mind
mm-hmm.
you, even nothing hard to say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just coming down off this throne. It's just
mm-hmm.
coming off your big off the soapbox.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think
yeah.
that's something that as women we have to look at. Are we really being vulnerable too? Are we communicating?
Mm-hmm.
Are we saying stuff too? And I don't think we
absolutely.
Do.
And then Stanya, as you say that, are we saying what we need? Well, first we have to know what we need.
Right. That's
We've been so
thing.
Conditioned to be all things to all people. At the expense of self, that a lot of times women don't know what they need.
Right.
In a
not
relationship.
Not what they want.
What they need.
Need.
And so we're looking at what's happening on, what are the couples doing on TV?
Right.
Or what is Mary doing down the road? And so we think we need a Mercedes.
Right.
We need the name brand clothes and shoes and bags. We need to go on expensive trips. But maybe you need a hug.
Right.
Or you need someone to rub your feet. Or you need someone to say, oh, this food tastes good.
Yeah.
Even if it's something simple like a scrambled egg. So these are the things. Or you need someone to take the kids for an hour on Saturday so you could have the house all to yourself. Like, what is it that you need? You can't communicate what you need until you take the time to figure out what you need.
So, you know, this I don't see this turning into coaching sessions. So okay, now, see, this the homework right here. This is self-work. Right here in this moment, right now. Right here. About, like, what do you need? And I'm not talking about, like, the tangible stuff. Like, or let's go with what do you need to feel?
Right.
You know, for like, Carol, what is it that you needed to feel in your with your partner in a marriage, in a relationship for you? What was it for you?
For me, it was, and it still is, I'm a quality time girl. So I need attention. Like, that's just like, it's, and it varies. And it's, and for me, it's funny because I like my own space.
Right,
I'm
right.
Not being alone.
I with you.
But when I want attention, I want attention.
Now.
And so I had to learn to say, hey, I need attention. Like, I was good for 23.5 hours of this day, but now I need like 10 minutes of this space.
Listen. And, you know what mine is? Mine is, I need to be the baby. I need to be the man, baby. And yeah, and I 6'13". But I need to feel safe. I need to be the baby. That's right. Mm-hmm. I need to be my man, baby, Jazz. Sorry. Because after these people done kill you in the workplace and then talk to you like old dog, child, I gonna need to lay up in my fella arm. Sorry.
Right. And that's it. And you know, and it's like, it's, and that's key. Like, okay, this is what I need. And is it okay to ask what you need? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And if you're still single, it's good. It's especially good to know what you need. And if the person that you're considering being married to is willing to meet your needs.
Right.
And if they're not, then you could consider leaving.
So
yeah, it's a little stickier if you're already married, you know. I don't do the, like, I try to leave.
No, that's like when they come to me, Karen.
That's when they find me. That's Tanya's thing.
Yes.
I'm going to be the one like, okay, what exactly is wrong in the marriage? Is this a fix? Is there a fix? Like, and this is why the book, once again, Prayers for Peace and Prosperity, because I have seen the power of prayer. I have seen the power of prayer in my marriage. I have seen the power of prayer in other people's marriages. I have had someone say to me, I don't want you to pray for my marriage because I'm ready for it to be over. And I'm like, well, you know, you could be ready, but you can't stop me from praying.
Right. Well, you.
And she came back and she said, you know, thanks for those prayers because we back together. And I'm like, okay. Glory to God.
Well, the ebook definitely has, they have their prayers and they're also Bible verses, which it actually reading it, it's very comforting. It's very comforting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the book is very comforting. And it's very, you know, there's a simplicity to it, which is, so it's easy reading and it's easily digestible and it's very comforting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now you just said that it's okay to ask. And is it something that sometimes we don't know how to, Carol? Like sometimes the ask sounds more like a demand or a command rather than asking, if you understand what I mean. And sometimes that may be the turn off that turns your spouse off.
Absolutely. That is absolutely a no. Like you cannot demand of another human being anything. And that, thank you for saying that, Stanya, because that is a problem. And that is something that I had to work through as a client of a relationship. I didn't even think I needed at the time because we were good. And I went to her for something else.
Right.
And then I realized that my communication was off.
Right.
Because there were things that I was afraid to say, not because of anything my husband was doing or not doing. It just was, I just
your
didn't want to be a bother. Like,
yes.
I just didn't. Like,
oh, man.
I could. Like, I could handle it. I could do without. And it was just simple things, just like the attention. Like, I mean, he really doesn't mind giving me attention, but it was me that was afraid to bother him. Like, he busy. He got a lot going on.
So,
and one of the things that came out of those sessions that I had with my relationship coach, she talked about, you know, you've shared these values that you have in your marriage, but the things that you do are not lining up with the values that you say you and your husband have. And I was like, huh, I didn't even realize it at the time. But one of the things that I had to realize was you have to have the mindset when you ask for what you need, that person has a right to say no.
So let me ask you this now, Carol. How do we... Okay, let's say, because, you know, I'm trying to, I really want to help people. I really, really want to help people. And even though you come to me when you're ready to, you know, when it's a toxic relationship, when you're with a narcissistic partner, you're ready to go, you lost yourself. Yes, that's when you come to Stanya. But I do believe in marriage. I do believe in relationships. So I want to ask you, how should this person communicate their needs? Because, you know, we know everything that we're talking about right now. We know that we have a right to this, but then we don't know how to, or sometimes we think how we're doing it is the right way. I remember a friend was having, you know, a similar situation. And so she sent me the message. She said, I most fall out when I read what she wrote, because it was like, oh my God, well, listen, if I got this, child, you wasn't getting what you say you want. This is very offensive. But she didn't see anything wrong with what she wrote. As far as she was concerned, she was telling him, listen, this is what I need from you. And if you ain't want to give this to me, right.
Then I said it over. We like to give ultimatums that we're not really prepared to live out. And here's the thing. So my first thing is always going to be, and this is why I wrote a book of prayers, because my first thing is always good. I'm Christian. I'm coming from Bible based. Right. I'm coming from relationship with God. So I'm talking mainly to people who want to live according to God's standards. Right. And that means that you have to start with God. And whenever you start with God, number one is going to be, you have to check yourself first. And so when you acknowledge that this is a need, a legitimate need that your husband, that you want from your spouse, right, or your significant other, then you have to ask the Lord to help you. How do I communicate this ask in a way that my husband will receive it, that properly represents my heart in this matter, right? And how do you, and then you ask the Lord to help you to accept or to be open to whatever your husband's answer is.
Okay. So,
right? Because you could have and let's just say you want to go on a date every week. That's my ask. I want to go out every week, right? To your heart and say, okay, this is a need. This is a legitimate need. Not legitimate. This is an honest need. This is an authentic need. This is a desire. And let me take that back. Going on a date every week is not a need. It's a desire, right? Because your need is quality time. But it doesn't have to be date out every, you know what I mean? But if that's something that you feel like you desire, I want to go out on a date every week, then you have to release that too. You have to say, this is what I desire. I don't know what he desires. I don't know if this is going to fit what he desires. He may not want to go out every week, right? So when you approach him, you go with the heart of, I would like us to spend some quality time together. And I think that going on a date every week would be helpful. And I would like it to be outside of the home, because at home we have all of the things that distract us from one another.
Okay. Okay, that sounds, and that doesn't sound like a command, a demand, an ultimatum.
Correct. It's not a do or die. Because right. If you don't take me on a date every week, it's over. Really? Right. You're going to end your whole relationship over not, because he may say, well, honey, you know, when I look at the budget, like maybe that's not realistic, or like there has to be room for communication. Does this look like, or, you know, like I'd be tired a lot because I work in 12 hours or 18 hours. Or I work in two jobs trying to pay off the mortgage or whatever. So like, that's not realistic. Like, could we compromise? You know what I mean?
Right. And that's another thing, because, you know, a lot of times we say that, oh, we want a certain kind of man. But that certain kind of man, listen, he's work plenty.
Okay. So you can't want all the things that all the money that his two or three jobs getting and plus one.
The time.
Time with him. Plenty time with him. Because if you want things that his one job can't afford and he needs three jobs, then you can't have time and the things. Exactly. Which one is more important?
Yes. Okay.
I can take the time.
Boy.
But that's me.
I know, because, you know, this we little things be tingsy around here. We be dead tingsy. Okay, so taking a look at the book. And, okay, and there was a part, where was it? Like I said, there was so many good stuff inside here. Okay, well, we actually covered this one. House and wealth are the inheritance from fathers, but a wise, understanding, and sensible wife is a gift and blessing from the Lord. So I think we kind of touched on that. Now, there was another Bible verse that you had, and you talked about a man who finds a wife, finds a treasure, and he receives favor from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So the women, once again, now we're talking to the women who want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
The women who think that they have to go and find a husband.
Mm-hmm.
How does this work, Carol?
Carol, now,
how we could be found?
It's so interesting that you highlight that one, because full transparency, I just read a post on Facebook a couple of days ago that spoke that spoke left of mm-hmm. this verse, and how this verse is causing women to be single for too long, because it has women thinking that they can't be assertive in the whole
the process,
connecting with a man process. Mm-hmm. And I was like, interesting. I will say this, that verse is how we can be found is, I believe that your right match is going to come to you, however it's meant to. That sounds...
No, very, I agree with you. I don't
believe that we have to force
right.
anything, right? I don't believe that there is a thing of, oh, you got to be in the place. Because I heard it all. I got married at 40. Mm-hmm. So trust me, I had heard all the talks about how you find a man.
And you got to go this way, that way, and everything.
Yeah. And I literally, and they said, you know, you ain't going to meet no man staying in your house. My husband literally came to my mother's house, like literally. And
I think we have a caller.
So,
I think we have a caller. Is that a caller? Okay, Carol, we have a caller. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Tanya. Good evening, yeah.
Hi, how are you today?
Yeah, conversation is taken from Bible. I guess I could take that position too. I mean, women came into play in the man's life when God saw that Adam had a need, that he was alone and he needed a companion. And so he formed from Adam's ribs a helpmeet.
Right.
And so we would see from the jump start that woman was made for man.
Mm-hmm.
I believe if we have encountered over centuries that women have become too needy. And the same desires that Ruth had in the garden, that was outside of God's will and purpose for both of their lives, I think women are still playing into that today.
Now, okay, what is too needy?
The desire a woman have. Hello?
What's too needy? What does that look like for you?
Needy means whatever she desires, she must ensure that that desire complements the relationship and not just a sinful desire where it's depleting the relationship. Because Ruth's desire in the garden, she desired some things that was not of God's will.
You say Ruth desire in the garden?
Not Ruth, sorry, Eve, sorry, in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in a man said that scripture, he finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. I think what that is implying that when a woman, when God presents this woman to the man, she comes with favor and not a problem.
Okay.
So when anytime there's issues going on in a relationship, both persons have to ask themselves, is this God's favor for my life?
Right.
I think we have a lot of good women, but in today's society, even in the religious community, there seems to be just as much divorce or issues as those outside.
Right. Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you, Carla. Okay. All right, Carol, let's hold that thought. We haven't gone to a commercial break, so let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back, and we'll comment on what the caller had to say. Thank you. We'll be right back.
reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply, starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134.20 a roll. Felt, 15 pounds, $16.50. 30 pounds, $19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark, a gallon of roof cement, $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
Start the year making all the right money moves. Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, and we are talking with Carol Griffiths. Okay, I think I got it right just now.
And she, yes, you did.
I did?
Very good.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Yes, I am really proud of that. Okay, so, you know, the caller, he said a whole lot. How do you feel about what he was saying?
Yes, the caller did say a whole lot, and I like that he clarified what he meant by women are too needy, because I feel like we have to be very careful about saying that anyone is too needy, but I do agree with what he said in terms of we need to make sure that our needs align with what is best for the relationship.
Right.
So I once again, I want to make the distinction between a single woman, a woman who is not married, and a woman who is married. And the distinction that I'm making is because I feel like single women do a lot to try to convince a man that they marry, that they're marriageable.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they do a lot that they should not be doing because they're not yet in the covenant of marriage. And someone hearing this may think, oh, she's talking about sex. No, I'm not just talking about sex, but things like cleaning and laundry and cooking and
there's
a lot of wifey, but we've been trained that they're wife duties. And I feel like single women do a lot. And then putting up with things that are definitely indicative that this person is not willing to honor you, to make a commitment to you, but we're we're staying in a relationship, and I'm speaking from experience, like I stayed in a relationship long hoping for some miraculous change that never happened.
Right.
But there's a difference between your commitment level, excuse me, when you're dating, and your commitment level when you're married.
And also,
I believe if we pay more attention when we're dating, mm-hmm. we would not enter into marriages that have to end up in front of you.
See, that's a whole, I can touch that in a minute. Okay. There's a text message. You can't envy these marriages. I know a couple that beat up each other every other week. Then they go on vacation and matching clothes. Not an ounce of jealousy from me. jealous that I eat a hello.
That happens. And this is why I said earlier in the show, like, we can't compare other people's ourselves to other people because we really don't know what's happening.
And listen, what I've realized, there are many dysfunctional relationships and they quite happy like that. And they last, believe it or not. Many dysfunctional relationships last until somebody passes. But going back to what the caller had said about...
They may last, but I ain't really sure they're happy. But that's
boy, special. Listen, some of them... Boy, listen, if they're around,
they're
happy.
They're used to it.
Yeah. Yes, they are. But
being
they're comfortable.
Used to something and to
they're
me.
Comfortable
but
in their
everybody
mess.
Have to choose their battle. So right. You want to stay... You know, my prayer was always, God, I won't be married till I die.
Right.
But I don't... I won't be happily married until I die. I don't
there
want
you
to
go.
Fake it. I don't see the point of that.
But there are some people who they're used to that. That is, in some cases, that's what they grew up in,
that's
that dysfunction.
Yeah.
And so they think that this is the way that it is. And they have a hard time having a healthy relationship. So
correct.
that dysfunctional relationship, they're quite comfortable there. And as a matter of fact, sometimes these same people, they'll meet someone who is healthy. They'll meet someone who's healthy and they'll go right back to the dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, but something that the gentleman said, going back to the needy piece, some people may be needy, but then too needy for who? I have strange, crazy beliefs. I believe now, and this doesn't mean that I, you know, because I believe in doing the self work. I believe that, mm-hmm. like I said, it's incumbent upon all of us. That's why I share a part of my life too, because I want you to know, ain't nobody perfect.
Right.
Okay. And doing the work is like cleaning up your house. You could clean your house, but that's still going to come inside there. So you have to constantly clean your house.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that there's like, you know, God has this lock and key system. There's a fit. There's a fit for every that complements something that goes together. And if God created you a certain way, there's somebody out there. There's somebody out there for you. Because listen, fat people got man or woman. Slim people got man and woman. Crazy mm-hmm. people, crazy people, quiet people, people who like party, people who got 30 children. For everything that you think is something that's wrong with you, I guarantee you there's somebody just like that and they are in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Yeah. So it just boils down to what you can take. What do you need in a relationship? If someone is too needy or whatever, then that's just not the person for you. If you're mm-hmm. not willing to meet the person halfway, that's not the person for you. If you mm-hmm. with someone and the person can't give you what it is, now keep in mind, some of us got a black hole and don't care how much attention is never enough. That's when that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's talk about bringing value. And I know we just have a few more minutes, but bringing value, you know, we talk about how, you know, what you bring to the table. And, you know, and some people say, you know, women are not even supposed to bring to the table, come to the table and all this table talk. But if you are a helpmate, it means what does that mean? Let's start there. What does that really mean, Carol, to be a helpmate? What does this mean? What does this look like? What is this role as this woman, as her husband's helpmate?
Okay. Thank you for that question, because that was the part of the caller's comment that checked, like that scraped against my being. Mm-hmm. He said that women were made for men, and it, mm-hmm. it came across. I don't know if that was his intent, but mm-hmm. it came across the way I have heard it a lot of times. Like, your mm-hmm. only purpose is to serve
to
your
be in
husband,
mine. Mm-hmm. Subservient.
And that
wife.
Yeah, and that that is. I have sat with the Lord a lot around these things, and. You know, what the Lord has impressed upon me is that we can't just go with Genesis 2. We have to start with Genesis 1. Mm-hmm. The Bible is an entire book, and we cannot take a piece of it and take that as the whole message, right?
Right.
And in Genesis 1, it says that God created man in his own image. In his own image, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Which means that both the male and the female are created in God's image. We have equal value. And when we get to Genesis 2 and it goes into detail of how the man was created and formed from the dust and God breathed life into him. And then it was, okay, he needs a helper suitable to him. And so the animals weren't of equal kind. And so we put the man to sleep and took the rib out and created woman from the rib of the man. And this is why the two become one. We have to understand that woman was given the designation helpmate, inferior designation.
Right.
She is out of man. She is equally created in God's image. She is a helper to the extent that what is in her is the essence of God that's not in the man.
Right.
And what is in the man is the essence of God that is not in the woman. So they complement each other.
Right.
So we help one another. And yes, there are men and women who marry each other and they help each other in a marital context. But the helpmate, woman as a helpmate, is bigger than the marriage context.
Right.
Because you have single women and single men who help one another. You have married men and married women who help other men and women.
Mm-hmm.
So God created a race of humans that are supposed to work together
right.
for the good of the world,
right.
of the earth. And so women help men to fulfill the assignment that God has given us as humans. Men help women to fulfill the assignment that God has given us as humans. We relegate women to cook, launderer, and baby pusher.
Mm-hmm.
We minimize the fullness of what God created humans for.
Right. Right.
And so we have to elevate and see, I'm talking back because one, I got married, when I told y'all, I got married at 40. I had a purpose before I got married. I was doing stuff, right? I was helping the
right.
world before marriage, right? And so, and even now as a married woman, I don't have children.
Right.
So if you're saying my only purpose was to get married and have children, then I might as well be dead.
Right.
If that's
that will take you out this thing one time, right?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But we have to realize that anything that we're going to put out as this is a principle of God, it has to be able to apply to every human, regardless of your gender, your race, your nationality, your economic status, or your age.
And then
so
also, Carol,
a helper mm-hmm. is anything that I see you need done, and I have the ability to do it, let me do it. And sometimes that is going to be cooking and in the marriage context. Sometimes that is cooking and cleaning and raising the children. But sometimes that's balancing the books. Sometimes that's listening to your business proposal and giving you ideas of how you could do that differently.
Right.
Sometimes that's speaking well of you to a person who could
act right.
for the husband. Right? It's and you know what a big thing is that we could do as wives? We could represent ourselves so honorably.
Mm-hmm.
That we don't bring shame to our husband.
Right. And that's, yeah. So, you know, what I was going to say too is that You know how earlier you talked about you can't look at this other person, this other couple's marriage or what have you. Everyone is different and every man is different. So what he would need from you as a helpmate may be different from what another man may need from you as a helpmate. And your skill set is different from my skill set. And my skill set is different from the other woman's skill set. You know, right. Her skill set may have just been, okay, but listen, when he come home from work, child, listen, he got a hot meal, child. He is the clothes and iron and all that stuff. Okay, now the same man, he goes with another woman. Her skill set may have been, okay, she does all the invoices for him. She makes all the business calls for him. She brings him business.
Correct.
Because her skill set is more business oriented.
Correct.
And both.
And that's it.
And both are being a helpmate.
Because what we like to say is the woman's job. I mean, those are things that we could hire people to do.
Hello.
I could hire someone to clean the house and do the laundry and cook. I could eat out every day. We could order takeout.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody can be for my husband what God has placed in me to be for him.
Hello.
And that's why I don't get overly concerned about my husband. You've met my husband. He's very charismatic.
Yes.
He's very fun-loving. Mm-hmm. He's very gregarious. And, you know, and I watch women and they're like, oh, my gosh, and he's awesome. I'm like, yeah, he's mine, though. Because you can't be for him what I could be for him because God put in me what he needs in a wife.
Hello.
And y'all, the first day y'all try to say, oh, well, I could be a better woman to him than Carol. Mm-hmm. You're very quickly realize, yeah, no, you ain't cut out for it.
Boy, and what you, and see, and there's another reason you don't envy, because you don't know what Carol got to do, boo. For this prosperous and peaceful marriage.
No idea. It starts and ends in prayer. I was praying for my husband before I ever met him. Book called Praying for Your Husband about a decade before I met my husband.
But Carol,
praying for my husband before I ever met him. I have not stopped praying.
We have 1 minute. Well, boy, it's 30 seconds, but I'll say this. If you're a single person, this is the time for you to get your stuff together and do the work on yourself. You may not think that you do, but you there's a whole lot. Character building, learning how to forgive, how not. Mine was just simply learning how not to be a runner, how to stay the course, how to focus, how to give, and how to be vulnerable. That's right. So take this time to do what it is that you need to do. Carol, how can we find you? And I'm sure persons can definitely benefit from your book and your services. So can you please share how can they get this book and how can they contact you? You got 30 seconds.
Okay, so I am on Facebook, Carol Griffiths with an S. And I also have a website, pathwayteam242.org. The website, also, if you go on Carol Griffiths on Facebook, you will see the link for my website, which also has the book, or you'll see a post about it. So yeah, that's how you get the book. Like Stanya said, it is a free ebook because this is something that's near and dear to my heart. This is something that God wants to strengthen marriages. And the strongest marriage starts before you even get married. But even if you're already married, there's hope.
All right.
There's hope.
Okay, Carol, thank you for being a guest. And I also want to say hello to my eldest daughter who got married last year in August as Latasia, and my good, decent son-in-law, Keon. Child, I love him. He's my favorite person in that duo. And also, good afternoon to my sister who's listening, Pina Davis. I told her that I'm going to say good afternoon to her. So good afternoon. Hello, Pina. Don't call me no more talking foolishness, but how come I call your name? I gone. Y'all,
and
I'll
hello,
y'all
Livingstone,
week.
Who's listening live from work.
That's right, child. Love up your good, decent husband.
My one good husband.
That's right, because mine on the way. Have a good one, y'all.
Amen. Bye.
Yeah.